News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a man has been sentenced to death in Lebanon after he was convicted for his part in the killing of Irish peacekeeper Private Sean Rooney, who was shot dead while serving in the region in December 2022. For more on this, we're joined by Conor Gallagher, a crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Conor, what do we know at this stage?
This is a sentencing hearing which took people by surprise. The matter was not expected to be concluded until at least later in the year. But nonetheless, the military court in Lebanon handed down the sentence yesterday to six people. The chief suspect in the death of Private Rooney, Mohammed Ayad, was sentenced to death along with a 100 million Lebanese pound fine, which is about €1,000. Two other defendants were sentenced to short prison sentences, 3 and 1 month respectively, and small fines, while another three received just fines, and a sixth defendant was acquitted. So obviously the chief suspect there is Mohammed Ayad. He was released on bail in 2023. He was actually the only person ever before the court, having been handed over to the court by Hezbollah. He was released on bail for medical reasons after medical documentation was handed into court, and he failed to show up for subsequent hearings. So he's still at large, and it's not known when or if he will be called up to serve that sentence.
The death penalty, as you say, has been handed down, but the death penalty has not been utilised in Lebanon for quite some time.
That's right. So there's an unofficial moratorium on the death penalty since 2004. Not unlike the situation that used to exist in Ireland, it seems that the normal course of action is a court will hand down the death penalty, and this will then be commuted to a lengthy prison term. I understand the death penalty handed down to Ayad has a validity of 25 years, and the strong expectation amongst observers is when Ayad, or if Ayad, hands himself into the court, the death penalty will be replaced by a prison sentence of some length. So very, very unlikely he would actually be put to death.
Finally, Conor, what has the reaction been to the sentencing?
Disappointment, I think, would be the fair summary. Taoiseach Micheál Martin, who was the Minister for Defence at the time of the of Private Rooney's death, said it was unsatisfactory, and that the man is still at large, this Ayad, and that many will feel the sentences passed down to the other defendants are far too lenient. And he obviously paid tribute to Private Rooney. Current Minister for Defence, Taoiseach Simon Harris, he welcomed the conviction of Ayad and a number of defendants, but also expressed disappointment and shared the disappointment of Private Rooney's families at the very light sentences imposed on the majority of those convicted. Private Rooney, he said, had made the ultimate sacrifice in the noble pursuit of peace. And indeed, those sentiments were echoed by the head of the military tribunal, Brigadier General Wassim Fayed, who said their hearts beat for the continued presence of the peacekeeping forces in Lebanon, given the humanitarian, social and cultural work they are doing.
Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you for that update.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.